A man so professional, he wears a suit to a radio interview. He's 10TV's Dave Holmes.
He's our guy. Dave, how's it going this week, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're fine. We're fine. We're just getting ready for next week. I almost don't know what to do for these next 7 days. It's like we're just waiting for the NFL draft. That's a pretty big marker on the calendar. And then after that, then we start racking our brains about what to do, what kind of features are we going to do here on this program as we sail off into the summer months. So we're trying to figure that stuff out right at this phase.
We're going to just ignore the Blue Jackets' last-second playoff push? We're just not going to talk about that?
Yeah, especially on this show, we are going to completely ignore it. You got it, man. You got it.
They're not eliminated technically, so.
Yes, if the Blue Jackets ignore the playoffs, then I think we can too. I think that's safe.
I mean, we could keep talking about Zach Dalpy all night long, but for the most part, we'll let that be. So, Dave, what was your take when you saw Ian Rappaport's tweet and we find out that our guy, our quarterback, has been dealing with epilepsy? It's not really a small thing to see on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's not. And, you know, I think what's sad is the first thing I thought about was draft stock and money, which I think is kind of sad because the first inclination should really be health and concern for the player. But the timing of it, that's going to be the story, is what does this mean for Justin Fields moving forward? I mean, if anything, it just answers our questions about his toughness. I mean, we saw it in the Clemson game. I think his toughness has been undersold nationally. I think people in Columbus appreciate it because he took some shots, man. I mean, and to go back in and throw the deep ball he did right out of the gate with something. So it really gives me more respect for what he's been going through. But there is that concern because, you know, when I hear seizures in a sport that has more head-to-head collisions than anything, that's not good. And I am concerned for Justin. So I'm hoping that, like they say, they think he can grow through this. It sounds like other family members have. So I'm confident he will because I'm going to trust the medical folks on that. But, yeah, not good. I mean, not good news on a Wednesday.
Dave Holmes, our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at Dave Holmes TV. He's on the Buckeye Show, courtesy of the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. When I first saw this news come out, I thought the exact same thing. But then I just kind of said, okay, what's the big picture here? Because I don't necessarily think that – I think the team that knows they want to take Justin Fields is three, the San Francisco 49ers, and I think that's kind of set. Like, it's a week before the test. I feel like pencils down, barring a ridiculous trade that could come down in the next week. But – what I thought what this could mean moving forward for other players is that it is important to just kind of be as honest as possible with NFL teams and kind of lay all your cards on the table for them to see so this doesn't come up later down the road. And if a team, I believe, is dumb enough to pass on him because of this, then that's just something that they're going to have to deal with because he'll come back to haunt them. But yeah, I just think that, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, but this is a good thing for other prospects that are thinking NFL that, hey, be honest with these teams because there's probably something that, if it's anything, they're going to find out about it down the road.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like he started playing football 6 weeks ago. I mean, he's been playing football for a long, long time. So obviously this has not been enough of an issue that we knew about it. If this really was something that prohibited him from playing and playing well, it probably would have shown up at some point, you know, in his 2 years of playing really high-level football at Ohio State or even his time at Georgia. So it must not be that big of a deal for him, or at least he thinks he can manage it. So that's the good news. And I'm with you on the draft stock. I mean, the bottom line is the draft is like finding a date for the prom. I mean, it really doesn't matter how many no's as long as you got one person that's into you. And I think this would probably move him down some boards. I really think the process is such that these NFL scouts, as much as they all think they are brainiacs, they really are guessing. And because all you got to do is look at the hit percentage and how bad it is universally around the league. So they're guessing. So I do think that in a guessing game where they're trying to reduce risk, people will, for any reason, to throw your name off the stack. So I do think this hurts him with certain teams. The thing is, like you said, with San Fran or whoever it may be, as long as one team still loves him, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter if this moves you down 15 draft boards as long as one team still likes you and takes you high. So
yeah.
I do think Justin's still going to go really high and get his chance. It's just, you know, he probably fell down a lot of draft boards that didn't matter is the way I look at it. Because if you like him, you still like him.
Right, and we know the teams that need a quarterback, right? And if you're presented with an opportunity where he's going to sit there and you don't have to trade up at all in this one, you're going to take this. Because if anything, you've probably been doing your due diligence on this issue, right? Because Justin was sitting there in front of the teams and telling them about it. And that is, you know, we've all had things in our life, right, where we're a little bit more reserved about sharing information. Maybe you're embarrassed about it. Maybe it's just something that you don't feel that you need to speak about. And it's, we can't really know where this one was with Justin until we talk to him or until we hear him speak about it. But it's like you were saying, Dave, either this was such a non-issue for him where it clearly was in running in his family. I've never really talked about diabetes in my family, but there I just did right now. It's in my family history. Maybe I get it. I think my dad was like my age now when he was diagnosed. His mother had it. It's nothing with the way we diet or eat. It just winds up getting to us. But Justin either thought this was such a non-issue that he didn't ever mention it to the media here in Columbus or anyone that he was ever talking to, or he was really stressed out about it where he only brought it up when he had to, when he was doing his job interviews. And I just find it hard to believe, Dave, that he's sitting in a room all stressed out about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think the teams who like this headline, and that's a perverse way of looking at it, but a team like Carolina or New England is probably out there saying, yeah, epilepsy, be afraid, be very afraid, because there are some teams that I'm sure are just chomping to get him to fall. But I'm with you that I don't think it's going to happen, because you just need one team to love you. If I'm sitting there at three, I absolutely roll the dice on Justin Fields' upside over Max. I don't even think it's a debate at three. So, yeah, if I'm San Fran, I'm going to make this move 10 times out of 10. But, yeah, I mean, if it was a huge deal, I really think we would have heard about it more. So I'm really hoping that this is more of a headline than an actual thing he's going to have to play around.
Dave Holmes, our guest here.
How many games did he miss, Eric?
Justin Fields?
Zero, right?
It rhymes with zero.
Zero.
Kind of incredible. Speaking of, there was a game, practice. We talked with Dave Holmes here on the Buckeye Show at Ohio Stadium this past Saturday, the first time in what felt like years. And Justin Fields was the quarterback. He's gone. So someone's got to fill that job, right? CJ Stroud, Jack Miller, Kyle McCord. Dave, what were your thoughts on the three quarterbacks coming out of Saturday's scrimmage?
I think anyone who watches the game is going to assume that CJ is in the lead. And I don't think that's a surprise, but I will say this. I don't know if we just consider this thing gone. I don't think this thing is necessarily done going to the fall. I just don't think it should be. I think Ryan Day has no reason to rush this. I mean, why even have fall practice if we're going to say the spring is all that matters? I mean, that is a long time, guys, until August. That's a lot of time in film study, a lot of time in the weight room, and there's a lot of things that can happen between now and then. So CJ Stroud, to me, looks like the incumbent. I think it's his to lose. But, you know, we've seen other guys who had very lackluster spring games. And we've seen guys who lit up the spring game and then weren't the starting quarterback or vice versa. So I think it's CJ Stroud's to lose. But I hope Ryan Day lets this thing go well into the fall. I understand you don't want it to be a massive distraction. But, I mean, Ryan's smart enough not to let this thing go into week three. I just think he owes it to himself and the team to let these guys keep going, because I just think it's too soon to make a final decision on a quarterback.
Makes it interesting when we're going to reconvene and get ready for that Minnesota game right into Big Ten play. Always something. There's always something for us as we head towards football season. When was the last time we had that? It was the Indiana game, right? We had the big Dobbins special. We're like, wow, this guy's something. Maybe we get that with Travion Henderson the same way we got that with J.K. Dobbins. Boy, nobody's made that comparison with Travion coming in yet. I'm the last guy to do that in the room. But, Dave, always good to talk to you, man. I hope you. What do you got coming up this weekend?
This weekend we just got wall-to-wall. We're going to talk a little bit about the spring game as well and kind of put a bow on spring football and kind of talk about what we learned and what we still need to learn going into the fall.
Beautiful. Can't wait to watch it, man. We'll talk next week, all right?
Have a good one, guys.
All right, there he goes. Dave Holmes from 10TV, our fine sportscaster over there, along with Dom Tiberi. I wonder if Dave can get into the kitchen and prepare some dishes the way our man Dom Tiberi can. And this is nothing against Dave, but I'm just going to guess probably not at that level. Because the stuff that Dom is whipping up, man, it's like he's in the it's like he's in there all day.
I'll say this, and I've seen he's posted the pictures of like the setup he's got in his backyard. Dom has
right,
and you can't
the pizza oven.
The pizza oven. There's a smoker. There's a couple $1,000 grill. I mean, he's got the tools to really just make whatever, and the experience edge I would give to Dom in this case too.
It's like Tuscany in his backyard.
But we don't know,
yeah.
Dave.
That's
Dave could be, you know, a savant somewhere in some culinary area.
Maybe Dave is a chef and we just don't know. Like, that's an interesting tidbit about him that we haven't explored
yet. When we all get back into the building together, we'll have to see what happens.